Praise the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. This Saturday, I'm here downtown at the Gay and Lesbian Film Festival. It's approximately 9:21 a.m. I'm going to preach the gospel to those who are lost, to let them know that Jesus Christ paid for their sins, and if they repent of their sins and believe the gospel of Jesus Christ, they can be saved. In Jesus' name, hallelujah.
The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Be not deceived, the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God. There shall be no fornicators in the kingdom of God, no homosexuals, no lesbians. For God so loved this world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Jesus Christ shall be saved. God sent his Son into the world, not to condemn the world, but through his Son Jesus Christ the world might be saved. They that believe on the Son is not condemned, but they that believe not the Son is condemned already. God says that the wicked shall be turned into hell, and all nations that forget God. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Jesus said, as it was in the day of Noah, and as it was in the day of Sodom and Gomorrah, so shall it be when Jesus Christ returns. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Jesus Christ is soon to return. There is a way that seems right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. God says that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Be not deceived, nor fornicators, idolaters, liars, or thieves, drunkards, homosexuals, or lesbians shall inherit the kingdom of God. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through his Son, Jesus Christ. Jesus is the way, Jesus is the truth, and Jesus is life. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. There is a way that seems right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Jesus said in Revelation 21:8 that the unbelieving, the abominable, the whoremongers and thieves shall have their place in the lake of fire. If you die today, where would you spend eternity? Will it be in heaven with the Lord, or will it be in a burning hell? Jesus commanded that all men shall repent. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Jesus Christ is soon to return. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through his Son, Jesus Christ. God commanded that all men repent of their sins. For the Bible says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Jesus Christ is soon to return. Will you be ready for his return? How you doing, man?
Okay, how are you?
I'm doing just fine.
You're not intimidating your customers, are you?
Intimidating?
Yeah.
No, I'm preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm preaching the good news.
Uh-huh.
The good news of the gospel.
Yeah, but that's your opinion.
No, that's Jesus.
That's your opinion.
No, I have no opinion.
That's your opinion.
I have no opinion. I have none.
And don't let me hear.
I have no opinion. Everything that I preach is Jesus. Jesus said that the good
Jesus
news of the
said,
gospel
right,
is to repent.
Those who believe.
To repent.
Okay.
And turn from your sin. He died on the cross 2,000 years ago so
Jesus.
That those who will believe can be saved.
What a waste of time.
Talk to Jesus. You will stand before the judge one day. You will stand before the judge of heaven and earth one day. But the good news is, Jesus said, whosoever shall call upon his name shall be saved. Repent and believe the gospel of Jesus Christ. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the truth and Jesus is the light. The Bible says it is appointed upon man once to die and then the judgment. Except the man be born again, he cannot even see the kingdom of God. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life. But that eternal life is only through his son, Jesus Christ. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. The Bible says, the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Be not deceived. There shall be no fornicators, idolaters, adulterers, or homosexuals in the kingdom of God. God has commanded all men to repent of their sins, to turn to him, repent, and believe the gospel of Jesus Christ. One day, you will stand before a holy God and be judged for the deeds done in your body. The Bible says over in Revelation, at the great white throne judgment, the small and great will be judged of those deeds, the deeds of unrighteousness, homosexuality, lying, stealing, adultery, fornication. But the good news of the gospel is that Jesus saved. But in order to be saved, you must repent. Repent means to turn from your sin. Believe on the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Police are coming.
And you shall be saved. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in Jesus Christ shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord Jesus shall be saved. It is appointed upon man once to die and then the judgment. There is a way that seems right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand, as it was in the day of Noah, as it was in the day of Sodom and Gomorrah, when God rained down hellfire on the homosexuals. But before he did that, he gave them an opportunity to repent of their sin. The Bible commands all men to repent. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ shall be saved. Yes, for God so loved this world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him. If you're a homosexual, you're not born again. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9 to 10, that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God. There shall be no liars, thieves, homosexuals, drunkards in the kingdom of God. But the good news is that Jesus Christ died on the cross 2,000 years ago, so that whosoever shall repent of his sin and call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ shall be saved. It is appointed upon man once to die and then the judgment. But the good news of the gospel is that Jesus saves today. But in order to be saved, you must turn from your sin. You must repent. That's what the word repent means. Repent means to turn from your sin. Believe on the gospel of Jesus Christ. Without repentance, there is no salvation. The Bible says it is appointed upon man once to die and then the judgment. But the good news is that Jesus died. But the Bible says, who believeth in the Son is not condemned, but who believeth not the Son is condemned already. But God sent his Son into the world, not to condemn the world, but through his Son Jesus Christ the world might be saved. That's the good news of the gospel. The good news of the gospel is that it is appointed upon all men to die. But Jesus died on the cross of Calvary some 2,000 years ago, so that those who repent. Now, repent doesn't mean just confess your sin. Repent means to turn from your sin. When you return from your sin and believe the gospel, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, because Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. No man goes unto the Father except through Jesus Christ. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand, as it was in the day of Noah. In the day of Noah, Noah preached righteousness. It took Noah approximately 120 years to build the ark. But they did not repent of their sin. They continued to sin. They continued to turn away from God. The Bible says in Psalms 9:17 that the wicked shall be turned into hell and all nations that forget God. But the good news of the gospel is that Jesus Christ saves. Jesus is the only way to eternal life. But Jesus himself said in Matthew 4:17, now this is the words of Jesus Christ, repent and believe the gospel. Turn from your sin. Come to Jesus. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The wages of sin is death. But the gift of God, which is the good news of the gospel, is that you can be saved today. But it's only through Jesus Christ. Be not deceived, the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Jesus Christ is soon to return. God love you. He died for you 2,000 years ago. Repent and believe the gospel. Preaching the gospel. How you doing, Officer Brown?
I'm doing good. How are you doing today?
I'm blessed, man. I'm saved, man.
Well, he said that he's preaching the word to them, telling them that they're going to be sinners, that there are sinners, handing out flyers. That's what I'm saying. That this distressing to the nation, going to the, I think it's the Gay Lesbian Film Festival that's going on today.
That's right.
That is out there. Yeah, that's bad. This was a whole week in the last year. Yesterday. And I think it goes through tomorrow.
The whole thing, as I told you, should have fun.
Well, and I asked you off the bill because I'm a law-abiding citizen. I've been doing this in Durham since 1995, and I don't know any law that says that I can't exercise my freedom of speech, freedom of religion on public property.
It's not going to stop you from exercising freedom of religion, that you have to go through that channel.
And you shared that with me, and I appreciate that, and I ask you if you can give me the ordinance, because I never heard of that before, but if there's an ordinance that I can't exercise my freedom of speech, freedom of religion on public street.
It doesn't allow you not to exercise.
Okay, but that's why I say I just need to know the ordinance, I need to see it. Because other than that, I do know my First Amendment rights to the Constitution. And that's what I'm exercising out here. And as I shared with you today, Officer Ellison, Officer Brown, I was a sinner on my way to hell. Jesus saved me, okay? I'm out here because I love these people, okay? I'm out here because I don't want them to see them to go to hell. The only thing I'm preaching to them is a good news. And that is what Jesus is doing. I'm not harassing anyone. I'm preaching the gospel, what the Bible says. And that's the freedom. That's my freedom of religion.
Down by Jesus, I'm on the 9th Street.
He said you're down Main Street, sir.
Yeah. Is there any way you can just not do this right now because I'm talking?
I understand you want to do it. I'm going to ask you to help us out because right now, Gay, lesbian, film festival, it's going to be a big issue. And Officer, what you're telling me to do is you're asking me not to exercise my freedom of religion and First Amendment rights. Now, that's what you're asking me to put that aside.
And I have to kindly say that I will not do that because that's my right. The First Amendment's right of the Constitution. To exercise freedom of speech, freedom of religion, on public sidewalks. I'm not, I do know that the gospel is offensive to some people, okay? But what some people do is offensive. People going down the street have naked is offensive to me, but they on public street.
I think kind of where he's coming from, yeah, you've got your First Amendment right.
Yeah.
Just like we've got ours and they've got theirs. So it's not that anybody's trying to cheat it. It's kind of how you do it.
Yeah.
Or the effect that it has on other people.
Okay.
You know, just like screaming fire in a crowded theater.
Now, you can't do that. You can't do that.
But your First Amendment right, it says freedom of speech on your fire, but just because it creates
a problem. No, the freedom of speech that you can't do that.
No, I'm saying because it creates a problem.
Yeah, you can't do that. That's right.
But what I'm getting at,
amen.
We're going to be called back down here over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the last thing we want to do is have to charge you with something.
Well,
if
I'm breaking, I told you I'm a law-abiding citizen. I'm a law-abiding citizen, and I don't see any law that I'm breaking. If you can show me a law or ordinance that I'm breaking, then I would abide by that. But I don't know any.
I think with our situation, most of the time, when there's a group, and I expect to find a group, and
I'm by myself.
There, they do have to get a permit.
Okay.
It's a group thing. No, when it's individual, it can be different. But I know they don't allow, like, the folks with the megaphone.
I don't have one.
I'm just saying.
I know you need a permit. There's ordinances for a megaphone.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I said to you earlier, I'm not going to bother you with this. Please just try to, you know, help us out a little bit. If you can't, if you're not willing to do it, that's your choice. That's your freedom of speech. Regarding a permit, like MPO Brown here was saying, if you have a group, so if you have some other people assemble with you, then you need that permit.
I'm by myself.
As long as you're by yourself.
Let me just ask you this. With the flyers, are they coming over to you? Or you going over
no,
to
actually, them? I haven't passed out any flyers to any one of those. There was other people that came past that wasn't coming to us. Now, if someone comes past, and like, how you doing, Officer Cruz?
I'm fine, how you doing?
And I say, can I give you a gospel track? That's it.
Okay.
People
okay.
say no, and they keep going, and that's it. And, you know, people say yeah, and they take it.
But now, if you have somebody standing here with you,
mm-hmm.
They're talking with you and you all both saying something,
mm-hmm.
like somebody else walks by, then you're actually in a group. That's when you're going to need a permit from the school.
You know, once again, I'm a law-abiding citizen. And
I believe you.
Yeah, if I get an ordinance, so I can, you know, that I will abide by that.
You have to get that from the city. I don't know.
I'm here by myself. I came out here by myself.
I have
no group with me. I'm exercising my freedom of religion, freedom of person, freedom of speech, and I'm just preaching the gospel. And the reason why I'm doing that, once again, is because I love this place. Okay? Someone, they need to be saved, just like I need to be saved.
And I'm not going to get into the religion aspect, but if you really love them, why don't you help them out by another way other than offending them to
unfortunately, the gospel is offensive. And every day, of the 150,000 people die. Every 1.787 someone dies. And unfortunately, it could be me today, but I'm going to heaven. And some of these people might die. They need to hear the gospel. And hopefully, they hear it, and then they'll turn something. Okay? The gospel is Jesus said,
I told you,
Jesus,
I'm a Christian. I understand
Jesus
what
said they hated me, and you can know that they're going to hate you too. And what he was talking to his disciples to go forth and preach the gospel. I'm not a hostile person or anything right now. I'm not a confrontational person. I'm not here to. That's all.
What's not going to happen is either he or I or another officer making up having to stay out here. And we're having to stay out here for your safety. Then instead of us being out here helping other people out that really need it, you're exhausting our resources.
And I understand that, officer, and I don't need any protection.
But we have no choice.
If I think
right now that these folks are going to come out here and try and do something to you, then it's my duty to do what I have to do.
Yeah. And I'll be honest with you, officer, I am willing to die for the guy. I understand what you're saying, but I just want to let you know. Yeah. I haven't had any confrontation with people, any arguments, nothing
like
that.
Well, you got one person walk up so.
No, he came fast, but I didn't even speak to him. Matter of fact, he was trying to speak to me. And you know what I did, officer? I didn't even speak to him. I was looking the other way. He was talking to me. Because I seen he was confrontational. And I wasn't even speaking to him. See, I'm not directing the gospel at any particular one person. Because that is confrontational. And I understand that's where you're coming from. You know, a business crowd and so forth like that. I understand that. I've been doing this for a while. I don't know that, but if you say it is, I believe you. I don't believe you lied to me. I just have to find out the ordinance later on or something like that. Yeah. But
he's
burning
hell. He's converting hell. You got the right to do what we want.
Now, see, I don't point at nobody and tell them that. I don't do that. The sign says here that you still folks are in danger. In danger of hellfire.
We wouldn't have
gone
out if we
wanted to stand here. I don't know. But that doesn't offend me at all.
Honestly, in a way, it offended me.
Yeah.
Because, like I said, he wouldn't have gone out if we wanted to stand here.
Believe the gospel of Jesus Christ. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through his Son Jesus Christ. It's appointed upon man once to die and then the judgment. Repent and believe the gospel of Jesus Christ. Don't die in your sin. Believe the gospel. Turn from your sin. Turn from those unnatural passions, man for man and women for women. It is ungodly. But Jesus will save you. That's the reason why he died on the cross 2,000 years ago. You can be saved, but you must repent of your sin. There is pleasure in sin, but it's only for a season. The Bible says the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. The Bible says it is abomination for a man to be with man doing that which seem unseemly. But Jesus made a way. He is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father except through Jesus. In order to be saved of your sins, you must repent. Repent means to turn. Turn from all your sins. Homosexuality, lesbianism, lying, stealing. That's what repent means, and believe the gospel. Believe that Jesus died for your sins, rose again on the third day, and is right now sitting in heaven on the right hand of the Father, waiting for his enemies to be made his footstool. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. One day, your heart will stop beating. And at that time, will you spend eternity in heaven with the Lord? Or will you spend eternity in the flaming fire? Choose you this day who you will serve. It's unnatural for a man to have passion for another man. Doing that would seem unseemly. It is ungodly. It is abominable. You need to repent. You need to be born again. You need to turn from your wicked ways. God says that he hates sin. He is angry with the wicked every day. God says that the wicked shall have their place in the lake of fire and all nations who forget God. One day, you will be judged by the judge of all. And his name is Jesus. Your friend, no thank you. Your friend would not be there. I would not be there. But Jesus will be there. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. You know in your heart of hearts that you need to repent those unnatural passions that you have for one another. Is not natural. It is called sin. S-I-N. And the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through His Son Jesus Christ. You need to be saved. You can be saved today. Turn from sin and turn to Jesus. Repent. Believe the gospel of Jesus Christ. Your way is not the way to eternal life. Your way is a way to hell. But God's will is that none should perish, but that all should come to what? Repentance. Repentance doesn't mean just to confess your sin. Repent means to turn, to not sin no more, to believe the gospel of Jesus Christ. You might say, well, preacher, I don't believe in Jesus. Well, I have bad news and good news. The bad news is that Jesus said in Revelation chapter 21, verse 8, that even the unbelieving shall have their place in the lake of fire. But the good news of the gospel is that you can be saved. Jesus said, repent and believe the gospel. If you are not serving God, you are serving your father, the devil. The devil comes not but for to steal, kill, and destroy. Those unnatural passions that you have for the same sex is unnatural. The Bible calls it in the book of Romans chapter 1, unseemly a man lying with man as women lying with women. It is unseemly. It is sin. And the wages of those sin is death. But the good news of the gospel is that the gift, that's right, the gift of God is eternal life. In order to have eternal life, you have to turn from those sins. Jesus died for not just me. He died for you. And one day, you will stand before Him by yourself. Your abominable mate will not be there with you. And you will be judged. If you are not truly born again, you will be cast into the lake of fire forever and ever. In the lake of fire in hell, there is no sex. Jesus said there is torment for eternity. Turn from your sins and turn to Jesus Christ. Tomorrow is promised, but it's not promised to you. You must repent of your sins and turn to Jesus. You must be born again in order to enter the kingdom of God. There is no other way into the kingdom of God but through Jesus Christ. Repent of those wicked sins. God says that the wicked shall be turned into hell and all nations that forget God. God said that He is angry with the wicked every day. Yes, God loves, but God hates also. He hates sin and He hates the sinner. But He has made a way through His Son Jesus Christ that those that will repent of their sin can be saved. Choose you this day who you will serve. Will you continue to serve the devil, to partake in those unnatural passions for one another, a woman with woman and a man with man? That is unnatural. It is called sin. When you stand before a holy God, that abominable mate of yours will not be there. But today you have an opportunity to repent of your sins and believe the gospel of Jesus Christ and be saved. Once your heart starts beating, you will not be laughing, you will not be holding hands, but you will be burning in the lake of fire. Repent. Come to Jesus today before it's too late. It is appointed upon you once to die and then the judgment. Every man and woman, when they die, will stand before a holy God. You cannot stand before a holy God with your wicked sin. Lesbianism is abomination before God. It's unnatural for women to have passion for another woman, to lie with another woman. It's unnatural for a man to have passion for another man and lie with another man. And do those things what the Bible says is unseemly. A man is made for a woman, and a woman is made for a man. Repent. Turn from your sin. You must be born again. Jesus saved from all sin. That's the reason why he died on the cross 2,000 years ago. Not just for my sins, but for yours also. I know your way seems right unto you, but the Bible says that those ways that seem right unto you are abominable. They stink in the nostrils of God. Repent and believe the gospel of Jesus Christ. He is coming back again. As it was in the day of Sodom and Gomorrah, the reason why Sodom and Gomorrah was destroyed was because of their wickedness, because of their homosexuality, because of their lesbianism. Repent and believe the gospel of Jesus Christ. You need to be saved. You can be saved today through Jesus Christ. While breath is still in your body, you have opportunity. But when that heart stops beating, and if you die in your sin, the Bible says that a man or woman that dies in their sin shall be judged in their sin. You can be saved from eternal hellfire. Choose you today. Turn from sin and turn to Jesus. Jesus died for your sin. The wicked. Now, here's what God said. God said that the wicked shall be turned into hell and all nations that forget God. God said that he hates sin and iniquity. He didn't just say he hated. He says he hated every day. But today, that's right, today is the day of salvation. You can be saved before it's too late. Repent and believe the gospel of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is soon to return. Will you be ready? If you are caught in sin, you will be judged in sin. Do not believe the lie that you can do anything you want and go to heaven. Repent, turn from your sins and turn to Jesus Christ. Jesus saves from all sin. One day, you will stand before the judge. The judge's name is Jesus. Jesus Christ saves from sin. But Jesus said, repent, believe the gospel, and go and sin no more. He didn't say repent and continue to sin. Matter of fact, if you believe Jesus, Jesus said repent, go and sin no more, for a worse thing come upon you. You can be saved today. But it's only through Jesus Christ.
Jesus is the way. Jesus Christ is the truth. And he is the life. No man goes unto the Father except by him. There is a way that seems right in your own heart, in your own mind. But the Bible says that way leads to death. Yes. Jesus loves. The Bible says that. The Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish. But the Bible also says in Psalms 9:17 that the wicked shall be turned into hell and all nations that forget God. God loves and God hates and God is the judge. Repent. Turn from sin and turn to Jesus Christ before it is too late. It is appointed upon man once to die and then the judgment. Come to Jesus Christ today. Come to Jesus today. Repent. Turn from your sin. Turn from your sin. It is abomination for a man to lie with man as with womankind and do those things that are unseemly. It is called unnatural affection. Repent. Come to Jesus today before it is too late. One day you're going to stand before the judge of all creation. His name is Jesus. And he's going to judge you for your sin. If you don't repent, hell will be your home. God said the wicked, the sinners, homosexuals shall have their place in the lake of fire. That's what God said. Repent. Turn to Jesus today before it is too late. You openly flaunt your sins in front of the living God. He will judge you for those sins at the great white throne judgment. But the good news is, you can be saved.